chica preferida, por tus labios secos con estrías.
Felix, this is the band Kokoschka.
Are they Russian?
Not even close. They're from Pamplona, Spain. And this is the song Mi Chica Preferida, or My Favorite Girl, off of their new album La Fuerza. I picked this to start the show because this week we've got a lot of new releases by some of our favorite female artists. It's also a very danceable show. So Felix, put your dancing shoes on and let's get started.
I have my disco outfit on.
That is an image I don't want people to think about at home. So, I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
And this is Alt Latino.
Porque a pesar de que hay muchas otras, te tengo delante y siento tu piel.
I love this band, by the way, Kokoschka. I think they have a very dark and sinister tone.
That's putting it mildly.
It's very Talking Heads, Psycho Killer. The way they are speaking about the woman in this song is a little psychotic. They're saying, you're my favorite girl because of the way your lips crack when they're dry.
that's a little
gross.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, that's kind of the band's MO. They combine vocals that sound almost like Morrissey. A very deep voice, very sober, with very morbid lyrics. And it reminds me of another Spanish punk band we had on at the beginning of the year called Los Puncetes.
I like those guys. I like that energy that they had. And, you know, this music, it sounds almost like a throwback to the 60s and those simple instrumentation, the simple guitar lines. They pull off their sound pretty well. And
the guitar plus.
Yeah, that guitar.
Meow, meow.
Yeah,
it's
a whole sound. It's a whole 60s sound.
Well, if you like this, Kokoschka, I think you're going to enjoy Come Baby off of Freak, the new album by Argentine punk band The Utopians.
Okay, stand by. Hold on. Let me put my seatbelt on.
Courtney Love, back when she was in Hole. Patti Smith.
Yeah, there's a lineage there. Punk rock came along well after all my musical habits had been formed, and I didn't get it initially. I mean, if you're listening to jazz and other styles of music where the emphasis is on mastering your instrument, I just didn't have time for people who didn't know how to play their instruments. But having said that, the energy I always appreciated.
Yeah.
You're really into punk rock.
The lead singer of the Utopians, this band, Barbara Recanti, she is, you know, she has this rawness and this angst. And, you know, as a young girl and, you know,
I wasn't
someone,
a young girl,
well,
by the way.
Back when, when I was a teenager, there was like a year in which I listened exclusively to punk rock, Argentine and British punk. And I refused to listen to anything else. You know, speaking of punk, I first discovered that same attitude of rebellion and carelessness in cumbia. You know, that might surprise some people, but for example, this next group called Cumbia Queers, which is also from Argentina.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Aquí las cumbia queers, representando alegría de la buena. Desde invierno hasta la primavera. Mírala como sube, mírala como que suena. Cumbia nena no es cualquiera, porque quema el mal humor y dice adiós a las penas. Vamos a bailar con las chicas de Ipanema.
Okay, I know this isn't for everyone.
It's interesting. Again, like the whole cumbia thing is just blowing my mind. It's my parents' music.
Yeah.
And to hear them reshape it in a lot of ways. It's like, imagine somebody reclaiming like bluegrass from the United States,
right.
You know, and making it hip and funky, you know?
You know, I know some people are going to say, well, what's so punk rock about this? Well, you know, Argentine cumbia, which is, some of it is known as cumbia villera, it really blew up in the 90s, which is when there started to be some very serious symptoms of what was to come economically, financial instability, extreme poverty, a lot of crime, and it's really akin to gangster rap. You know, there's a lot of singing about robbing, about poverty, about drugs, about women. I mean, just some really nasty, freaky stuff. And it was always a male-dominated genre, you know? It was like they would have shows like Sábados Tropicales, and it would be all these guys singing cumbia about, you know, thugging and thug life and women. And they would have these dancers in thong bikinis, like, dancing around them. It was a man's world.
Uh-huh.
Now, the cumbia queers, what I like about them, you know, regardless of whether you like the genre or not, it's a group of lesbian women who talk about babes and, you know, partying, but in such a chauvinist genre. And the crazy thing is, this new album is being produced by Pablo Lescano, who is the kind of the king of cumbia villera, the king of male cumbia.
Huh.
You know, to be a group of lesbian women, cumbia queers, and to be accepted, it's almost like a group of lesbian female rappers being produced by Jay-Z.
Right.
So
they're reclaiming it.
Yeah.
Making it their own.
And it's very tongue-in-cheek, you know? This song is called Celosa. Jealous. Celosa, pero dadivosa. Me has dicho muchas veces que conmigo eres feliz. Celosa, celosa, pero muy fogosa. Estando aquí juntitos, ¿para qué quieres salir? Celosa, celosa, pero bien mañosa. No vengas a decirme que no te lo advertí. Celosa.
nadie es perfecto. Yo soy celosa.
Okay, we've had girls. Any boys? You promised. What's going on?
Sure, I'm going to bring some boys into the mix who are also doing cumbia. This is a group of Colombians living in New York, and they are called Monareta. This is Monareta's cumbia invasion.
That's a different approach to cumbia.
Well, you know, Argentine cumbia, I think, is different in that it's really slow. It's almost like a drug-infused daze.
Like a trance.
Yeah, and this is
This is just the opposite. It's a different kind of trance.
Yeah. So, Felix, I'm not going to torture everyone with that cumbia sound for the rest of the show. I know it's not for everyone. So, why don't we move on to a new rap release that is shaking Mexico's music scene. Have you heard of Niña Dios?
I think I'm about to.
En tu casa, paseando simplemente en el auto. Escucha.
Niña Dios, Girl God.
Girl God, I love that name. She's from Mexico, and she's a tiny blonde girl. I don't know, she has a voice like she's a huge, but
appearance.
She's tiny.
Yeah.
She looks very dainty. And this is her song, Chicos, Tenis y Cachucha. Guys, Tennis Shoes and Baseball Caps, from her upcoming album, El Mixtape 2. And Felix, let me tell you, this album is going to be really hot. It featured collaborations with big names like Plastilina Mosh, Bomba Estéreo, so we can't wait.
It's interesting that the way some of these established artists, like Plastilina Mosh and Bomba Estéreo, reaching out to a younger audience like Niña Dios, maybe it's because they hear something in her sound that they really like or, you know, want to be part of. I can listen to this.
Like, what makes this listenable to you? Is it because she's Mexican?
Well, that's part of it. This is more of a laid-back beat.
I like it. It has, like, that dreamy, sparkly quality.
Yeah. Some of the other stuff is just a little bit too intense.
Okay, Felix, I know you're not so big on punk or rap.
I did what I could.
So you behaved very well. You didn't storm out of the studio diva once. So I have a couple of treats in my bag for you.
Okay, bring them out.
I know what you're all about. So you're all about relaxation.
Yeah.
Which is why I have a brand new track by Dominican duo Las Acevedo.
It's the Californian in me. The laid-back attitude.
I don't know.
All right, let's
that.
See what Dominicans have to say.
No digas que no puedes esperar. Que el relojito de arena ya se nos va a gastar. Si aún quedan hipopótamos por contar. Entre algodón y mar, el día va a llegar.
This is a Dominican duo which we've been following since they came out with a track earlier this year. They're called Las Acevedo, and they're two twin sisters who are just, you know, putting out slowly these new songs. And they have a very sweet lyrics. They're very innocent, but they have great voice and great percussion. It's minimalist, but it works. Yeah.
Independent artists doing their own stuff, getting the word out.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a love song, and they're saying, you know, the day will come in which you're going to have cereal for breakfast because I don't know how to cook anything, but I'm gonna sleep in your bed every night. So they're determined.
That's nice.
De ver cómo le haremos a la hora de planchar. Y hoy en el calendario tacho un día más. Y otro que se va. Ahora más cerca está. Ahora más cerca está. Que desayunes con cereal porque no se cocina nada, pero que duerma en tu cama cada noche. De tener nuestra casita, aunque sea desordenada, y si en el cuarto no hay espacio, acampamos. Que yo vea tu carita al despertar en las mañanas, que tú faltes al trabajo y nos quedemos. Que yo te escriba canciones mientras no estés en la casa, porque me hagas mucha falta, siempre me haces.
And I knew you were going to like this not only because it's relaxed, but because of the percussion.
Well, yeah, I mean, and but what I like about it, too, is the arrangement. Because there's an acoustic guitar playing a reggae beat. And then they have, like, a hand drum being played. And it's some kind of Dominican, probably traditional drum of some kind. Because they have their own, you know, barrel drums and stuff. So they have their own thing going on. And then there's a tambourine. And that's the entire rhythm track. Plus the way they're singing very rhythmically. See, to me, this is more engaging rhythmically, musically. There's more
music. I think it depends. Like, it also depends on your background. Like, you're a percussionist. So I know you appreciate songs with percussion.
Yeah.
I grew up learning to be a dancer. So I appreciate songs with, like, a very danceable beat.
I could dance. Unless you want to see me?
No.
No.
You know, speaking of singers with just excellent vocal skills, I have something else for you that I think you're going to love, Felix, because you loved the original.
Okay.
So here's a brand new remix, and I want to see if you can guess who this is. Confused, but you love the singer. Let the lyrics start.
Okay.
You brought this CD and plopped it on my desk.
Just remind me.
Yeah. This is Luisa Maita, remixed by DJ Rupture, and this is her song Lero Lero.
This is, yeah, and I think I was
No. You had no clue.
I think I was a remix DJ in another life. All that interesting sonic stuff. And, you know, we had her here at NPR recently doing a little performance, and her voice is just as captivating live, if not more, than on the record. She's really spectacular.
Yeah, and I like her because I think there's a fad right now of you know, very intricate and eccentric and over-the-top vocal styles. You know, it's almost like the American Idol style of just really trying to blow people away.
With the vibrato, yeah. And the real strong vibrato and
yeah.
All that.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, Luisa Maita came and she has a very straightforward, soft, thin voice.
It almost sounds cliche, but it is like another instrument because there's breathy tone to it. She has her own tone, obviously, as all vocalists do, but there's an airiness that fits well with the acoustic instruments.
Airy, that's a good word, yeah.
That the acoustic instruments that they had when they played here, but also in this DJ remix, it just floated it out like another instrument.
Speaking of awesome, awesome, awesome remixes, I want to again bring some boys into the show, some Panamanian boys. I'm talking about Los Racas.
Pido algo, me lo tienes que dar. Ayer me dijeron que te vieron por ahí. Y estaba estaba más perdido que un carro sin carril. Si yo te hubiera visto, lo tuviera que admitir. Pero yo no quiero drama porque eso no es de ahí. También me dieron.
Yeah, I remember these guys. We saw them at the Latin Alternative Music Conference in July in New York, and we saw them perform, and I got to talk to one of the guys afterwards. You know, what struck me was that the way they seamlessly drew a line between Oakland and Panama.
Which is where they live, Oakland.
They live in Oakland, they're from Panama, and they drew this seamless cultural line between, you know, this Afro-Panamanian, Afro-Latino culture and the culture in Oakland, which is, you know, Pan-African. You know, again, I'm not a huge hip-hop and rap fan, and some of this stuff, you know, is not my thing, but I like what they were doing. I like their energy, and I like the fact that they were young, and they didn't see a difference between Oakland and Panama. You know.
And a lot of people like what they're doing because they did win the Discovery Award at the Latin Alternative Music Conference. This song that we're listening to right now is a remix of Los Racas, and it's by a duo called Freaks Taylors, a duo of Argentine DJs, and it's featured on a compilation that just came out called Sound America Volume 17. Put out by a record label we also love called Hippie Dookie Music. And we'll be linking to that.
It has some amazing music.
This is the song Soy Raca, and it's a mashup with a Freaks Taylors song called A Sudaca Invasion. You know, Sudaca being a kind of a offensive term that people from Spain sometimes use to refer to South Americans. But it's kind of a term that's also been appropriated by a lot of South Americans.
Taking the sting out of it.
Yeah. So Sudaca Invasor versus Soy Raca, Freaks Taylors versus Los Racas. I love this song. You know, on the topic of awesome remixes and awesome women, I have something that I know you're going to like, Felix.
Lay it on me.
Okay.
Ay, Manuelita, ay, Manuelita, ay, Manuelona.
This is legendary Colombian folk singer Etelvina Maldonado singing Manuelita, but with a twist. She's been remixed by DJs Uproot Andy and Gecko Jones.
Gecko Jones. I like that name.
Well, Spanish speakers everywhere are nodding and smiling. Let's just say it's a play on words. Cojones means... The man parts.
Yeah.
And it... Que cojones means how ballsy.
Right.
And Gecko Jones, well, you get the picture.
Gecko cojones.
Let me tell you, this is a great mix. And Gecko Jones is a Brooklyn-based Puerto Rican, Colombian, New York producer. And he's got some cojones because this is a great mix. And Uproot Andy, a.k.a. Andy Gillis, is perfect for this project because he also explores traditional sounds of Latin America in his work. Do you like this?
I like this a lot. They're doing interesting things with the beat. They're doing interesting things with the traditional music, which I, you know, I'm a big fan of. I just like how they're approaching the tradition and respecting it. You know, this groove is killer. I mean, you can't stop. It's like a runaway train.
You're going to run away out of here?
I'm staying. I'm putting back on my disco clothes and dancing.
Etelvina Maldonado died earlier this year. She had a style that was unique to the Caribbean coast of Colombia called bullerengue. And it's an Afro-Colombian music characterized by flute, drum ensembles. I did here, Felix, I started off the show with new releases by young up-and-coming female artists, and I ended with a legend.
As we should. Very nice. Nice touch.
Thank you. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This is Alt Latino.